בסמילה, שאתה עושה, זה אהב עשה שם, אני לדוידי ודוידי לי. The ending of Bris Mila is the Dov of Yipuchai. So it's a Tifa Ha'ara, understanding the whole ending of Bris. But Derech Klal, Avodas Hashem is Sumei Ra, Va'asei Tov. Sumei Ra, Va'asei Tov, right? Mitzvahs Lois Aseis come under the category of Sumei Ra. Don't do the Lois Aseis, Sumei Ra. Mitzvahs Asei comes under the category of Asei Tov. Yira Shemaim, that's Sumei Ra. Are you scared? You don't want to transgress. You're scared. And Ava is Faket. We want to do. Ava, Chesed, Hespashtus, like we said, we want to do. That's Lechayra how it works. Mrs. Mili, see a Dova Vipuche. On one hand, we just said, Isalech Lefonai, Veye Samim. Find me, says our beautiful Ava. A mitzvah, Baruch Shalom says, Isalech Lefonai, Veye Samim, Ponim, Beponim. And Mrs. Mili is a Mrs. Asay. And it's the strongest, one of the strongest mitzvahs asei sheish b'koris. It's a very strong ava, and yet the whole mitzvah of mila is what? Hasara sa'orla. What is hasara sa'orla? Kulei sumira. Whole mitzvah of mila sumira. The orla, some say, told that Archaim HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kisa zriya goes to a lot of pashatim there, soil azazel, throwing it away, the orla you throw away, it's the soil azazel, it's the klippa, it's the ra, it's esav, it's all the ra. And the mitzvah is, take it off. There's no mitzvah that has a greater manifestation of sumira than mitzvah mila. So what should mitzvahs and mila be? An asei or a lois asei? It's the greatest asei. It's asei sheyesh b'koreis, and it's the greatest overwhelming like ava from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says to Avram, "Isalech lefonai ve'yesomim." He's inviting Avram Avinu to face him ponim b'ponim. It's the greatest feeling of ava, of love, of ponim b'ponim. Right, and yet the kima mitzvah is an asei, and the ma'aseh mitzvah is kulei a lois asei. What's the pshat? Mamish Adava Vipucha, what's the thing? Teres is that he was in Shigala to Avram Vina and Mori de Katifa Zach. Rifki, here's the vote. The vote is that it's true that the Geder of Ahava is Mitzvah Zaseis and Loisa and Ayir is Mitzvah Loisa Zaseis. But it's not the whole truth. What's the greatest Ahava? Where not only do we do the mitzvahs aseis out of Ahavas Hashem, but the reason why we keep away from lois aseis is not only because we fear pach, it's because we love HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much that it hurts us to kaviyachal cause HaKadosh Baruch Hu tzah. And that's the greatest level of Ahava. The greatest level of Ahava is that not just the aseis we do out of Ahava, but spills over even to the keeping away the strachkas of lois aseis that come not from a yira, but a hecher madreig is, but it comes also from a moridika Ahava. And that's Reb Tzadik's so Avinu Malkeinu. When we say Avinu Malkeinu, we're starting to say Avinu Malkeinu. So Avinu Malkeinu is, Avinu says Reb Tzadik, how could we? Malkeinu is how dare we? In other words, Avinu, Tata, how could we do that Avera? How could we hurt you? We love you so much. Malkeinu is you, our king. How dare we? How dare we not think of the consequences of an Avera? What's great out of the two? Do we say Malkeinu Avinu or Avinu Malkeinu? Yeah. So what's the word? The word is Avinu comes first. What's the highest madrega? The highest madrega is where the Sumei Ra comes from the Moedi, and that's a greater Avos Hashem. That's an Avos Hashem of his Halech Lefanai Be'Yisamim. Where even the Sumei Ra comes from Moedi Gav. That's why Mila's B'Yom Hashmini, because Amayim upon him. What's Shmini correspond to? Shvi corresponds to the Anhoga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shmini corresponds to the Anhoga where it's going to be Nisgala. And not only in the Rebbein Shalom, that's Chifiyat, with us, with Midas HaChesed, to be see the Ahava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Shmini is going to be Megala, that even the Shiftacha, that even when the Rebbein Shalom was Nisgala, but Midas HaDin, that's also coming from an overwhelming Ahava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the middah of Shmini. The middah of Shmini is the middah where side the chesed and side the din, that's all coming from a moedika avos Hashem to us. That's the yom Shmini.
Why Shmini that?
Because it's one shvi is everything has a seder within the bria. In other words, so therefore middah sadin doesn't fit with middah zarach like you have a middah. The shvi is the zayin middah. So you have a middah of chesed and then you have a middah of gvura. Mm-hmm. If it's chesed, it's chesed. If it's gvura. Shmini is everything together. Shmini is the bechin of everything together. In other words, Shmini is the malam and the malam and ateva. That's like the bechin of kesed. The malam ateva is megala that whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, he did out of ahava. That's Shmini. So Milas Vihim Hashmini. So what's the Kamayim Haponim Haponim? That just like when the Rabban Shalom is Misnai with Chesed or with Din, he comes from an Ava, so to us. Whether we're being snagged with the mitzvahs asay, whether we're being snagged with the mitzvahs lois asay, it's all coming from Ava. Whether it's an anhoga of chesed, keilu, which is asay, whether it's an anhoga of yira, it's still coming from Ava. That's the kamayim upon him of the yom hashmini. That's yom hashmini. That's the bechinas yom hashmini's mila.
It starts off with hour.
The Yom HaShemini should be like that, because that's how we meet the Rabbi Yochel Rabban Shalom. We meet that and hug it with the Rabban Shalom, and we take from that in our Avodas Hashem and Kabbalah that the Sumira is an Asay Toiv. Sumira comes from a Mordik Ahavas Hashem, and that's what we infuse the baby with. The baby should have such an Ahavas Hashem that even when he's Isaac in Sumira, it should all come from Bechinas Ahavas Hashem. Not stunned. When you're face to face with somebody and you love somebody, achirayim is din. Upon him is azah ava. That there's no gedah where the ava doesn't fit into it. Ava fits into anywhere. You find sometimes hanhoga by you get a yid who's like, you find it's very big into chesed and everything. But then, you know, then he slips a bit when it comes to halacha and hiddur and halacha. You know, the chesedic people are just all giving and all good and everything's good. He's lacking a bit in the thing. But then you find people are very rigid. Like, you know, people are very rigid and everything is what's the chumra over here and dus and yens. And something very often they're lacking in shtikl chesed, shtikl avas Hashem. The person has to strive to be the gishmak and to always show an avas Hashem and yet be mahader behidurim shel mitzvah ad k'tzei atachta. Even his oisik in that, in other words, he has the yira of the sumira, but it's all in spashit from a mordika ava. That's the sod of bris mila. So mitzvah Hashem, he just had shlishi namila, kavaltik, shlishi namila, and heilig name Aaron HaKoyin, kavaltik, as we say, that Aaron HaKoyin was a Koyin Gadol, and Avoida was Gevura. Avoida is Gevura. And Gevura is Din. Yeah, it's Sumira. But the middle of the coin was Middle Sachesed, which was Middle Sahava. So the Aaron HaKoyin, to call the child by his Bris Aaron, is Mamish hit the nail on the head. That even the Din, even the Sumira, it's full of Chesed, it's full of Chesed. And that's Aaron HaKoyin. He was Mamtik all into Ava. Aaron, you know, corresponds to the Ava. Every time he did it, it was as if he had the same Eslavas and the Dvekas if he did it the first time. So he was Oisik in Avoida, which is called a Gevura. He was Mamtik the Gevura in his Meredika Ava. Which is Mamish the Bechina of Mitzvah Bris Mila, and which is Mamish Bechina of Aaron. But the vart is, but the underlying Indian is that it has to come from Ananila Doidi Vidoidi. It has to come from Yiskashrus, the Melech Nimtza, the Balatani's Marshal, the Melech is Nimtza Basada. He's coming to us a whole month. The Rebbein Shalom is just saying, come to me, come to me, come to me, come to me. And then, when you come to the Rebbein Shalom, then out of Avos Hashem, we'll leave all Avos. And that's the limit schos for us, that we start with Avinu before Malkeinu. Rebbein Shalom, we love you. More than that, you are a Melech, you're a Tata. And that's the same b'chino. When a tata punishes, the child should feel the ava. When he's young, not. When he realizes, then the ava. If he realizes the mordik ava, he realizes the anila doidi v'doidi li. That's why Tkiz Shefer corresponds to so many different things, so many different in Yonim. Tkiz Shefer, it's by one hand, it's v'amlo yechredu. Right, Miska Shefer, Toka Shefer, v'amlo yechredu is kula yira. On the other hand, it's kula yeboa, even the merits ashur, and the dochim merits mitzrayim, it's a kibbutz goliath of all the gishmak azachim. Tkiz Shefer's got so many different hafachim to it. What's the pshat? That's the vot. That's the vot is because even the pachad, v'amlo yechredu, oh, it's all coming from David Shalton sleep, David Shalton sleep, David Shalton sleep. And if he puts a pachad into us, it's only about a hot and sleeve, so it's the same shofar. It's the same shofar, which is Amla Yechridu, it's the same shofar, Vo'oidim Meretz Ashur, Vanidochim, but you talk about shofar Godol, Shtachvul Hashem, Bahara Kodesh, B'Yushalayim. Same shofar. And that's the avoid of El, that's the avoid of waiting to Tishri. The pachad has to be a pachad of feeling HaKoros, HaToiv to HaKodesh Baruch Hu, he's giving us this pachad.
How do you see the pasuk?
Salich lefonai. Ponim of Salak Lefana, like we just learned it. Salak Lefana is mamish like a bechina of Riyas Ponim Bazara. And what was Riyas Ponim Bazara? A year or Av. So it's the greatest Hiskashrus that Klal Yisrael reached. Hiskashrus, he compared it to Bris and to all Hiskashrus. Hiskashrus is always Av. A Bris, a covenant. Two people love each other. They make a covenant. It says, Halach Lefana, the Bris is a covenant. So Rabbi Shalom is saying, I'm making a covenant to you, which is that the Av can never be in his battle. And then goes, cut off the arrow and throw it away. So Mari de Kazakh. And that's what we do. We discuss also in the wrist that spilling blood corresponds to all the Midas Ad-Din and Midas Ad-Din and the Midas Ad-Din and the spilling blood and Shrikhus Domim and everything. But that's all, Mamish, that's all the Ha'atzalah. That's all the Sakana that comes from the Ava. The Mila Leil Pesach was Mamish Ha'atzalah. The Benchlan Kaviyachal, he said, if I see the doorpost, there's Dam. So then, Pasachti Aleichem. So the dam is the savior. So all the Shvichas Dom, all the Yiddish blood is being gossen over all the Loyach Kaladoyers. It's all going to be in his gala. That was the Hatzalah. That was only the Liebschaft of the Rebbein Shlan. That saved us. That saved us. All the Pech saved us. All the Midas Adin saved us. And that's the spilling blood of the Tinuk, of the Rechanimel. You spill the blood. That shows that even when they're spilling blood, it's all coming from the Salach Lefana. It's all coming from the Merdeka Avot, or Ava, Vakodesh Baruch Hu. So even when things go hard, things have to go hard for our anhog has to be anhog of Meritika Ahava to our Mashbroch. So that's Mamash the Mitzvah Mila, no? She's Zorcha Mitzvah Hashem, to pour a lot of Ahava onto him. And even if you have to put Yira, you should feel the Ahava of your Yira. Yivalti.
Rabbi just emphasized, after you finished, the Inyan how Bris Mila is so much of a Sumer Ra. There's nothing else kemat that's so much of a Sumer Ra that you're cutting off an Arla, and your mom is throwing it away. Maybe the Sarla Zelzu, you said, is more of a Sumer Ra, but the Mila is mamish a Sumer Ra. It's mamish kilo leis, I say. On the other hand, it's mamish, and I say, it's mamish mitzvah of Ava, it's be a salach lefanai. Mamish was saying, come mamish before me, with me together. It's mamish a mitzvah of Ava. So it's mamish a davar hipuche, he said, it's mamish a davar hipuche, it's mamish sumay ra, v'asei toiv, that's the vismir, it's mamish yemash mimi, it's mamish naim el ateva, to tell you that these davar fuche, it's mamish l'toiv, it's mamish b'imay in this inyan, that even the sumay ra is mamish asei toiv, it's mamish full of ava, that's the vart he was trying to bring out. He also mentioned the inyan of Elul, I'm not sure if I recorded it. The word Elo also is mamish this Indian. The Elo seems kibble like a scary to Kazakh. It's full of Yira, Yom Yedin is coming, but it's Maidika Ava, so I need a Daidi V'daili Li. It's full of Ava, because that's the emstic feeling a person has. Take that Yira, to take that Lisa say, to mamish make it an Asay, mamish make it into an Ava.